Well, we had an awesome time at camp this summer. This summer, we took our biggest group from Centerpoint. We had 38 kiddos go this summer, and we had 13 counselors and staff go to help me plan this whole thing. So it was so much fun. We had lots of fun. Jacob is going to come read our theme verse for the week. It's found in Mark. Yeah, give it up for Jacob.
Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength. The second is this, love your neighbors as yourself. There is no commandment greater than these.
And so our speakers, Trey and Candace Brooks, they summed it up this way. What is it? Very good. Love God with all our heart and love others the way that he has called us to love them. And so I have a couple kiddos that wanted to share a few quick stories about a couple things that were their favorites at camp. Okay, if you were in practice earlier and you wanted to share, okay.
Okay, so we went to the lake and there were like these hammocks. And I always tried to go on the big ones. And every time I did, I always flopped down and landed on my face.
The food was amazing. When we went to the lake, there was big water slides. And when we would go down, we went flying. And for the talent show, we were doing a video for it. Well, when I was doing it, I did a trick and I kept on falling. Every time.
Every time.
No, wait, I'm gonna say something else. So whenever we went to the lake, Jacqueline, she was climbing up and she fell right on Kendall. And I don't know, but I think she hurt her leg. She did.
All right, Kendall, do you have a story?
The talent show and the food.
Your favorite part?
Yeah, and the dessert.
And the dessert. All right, so food and falling seem to be a good theme of their favorite parts of camp. But we did. We had a whole lot of fun. I'm sure if you asked these kiddos individually this morning, they could tell you lots of fun stories about the fun we had, but also the ways that God spoke to them this week. So we had a whole lot of fun at kids' camp this week. And then we came right back, and we had VBS. We had Roar VBS. We were on an African savanna, and we had so much fun. We had a whole lot of kids here that week, and we learned when life is scary. Oh, hey, I love it. When life changes. When life is good. Yeah, we learned lots of things about God's goodness that week, and that week cannot happen for all these kiddos without the awesome adults, a lot of you sitting out right here. And so we just wanted to hear from some of you guys this morning about your awesome week at VBS. So as these kiddos go back down to their seats, would you give them a round of applause? And we're going to watch a video from our VBS volunteers.
What an awesome summer, right? I don't know what you were doing during summer, but here we were having fun, a lot of fun. So our summer was kind of like a little bit crazy, but fun at the same time. We just want to share with you, as a teen, we do a couple things during the summer, and we just want to say thank you for your prayers, and every time that you support us was amazing. One of the things that we did this summer was an Orlando mission trip. Was with the middle schoolers. We stay here. We were sleeping at church. We were eating here, and we were serving our community. We're awesome. We have 13 students, and Javi and I, we were with them, and also other parents came and helped in different ways, and we are so thankful. And Claire today, she's going to share about that after the video. We also went to Costa Rica for the second time with the high schoolers. So we went to Costa Rica for 10 days. It was amazing to see people again that we met last year. We served the community, and it was amazing. We take 21 all together. We're 60 students and 5 chaperones, and we have a blast. So it was awesome. Another thing, we went every 4 years is NYC. And this year was in Arizona. So we take 5 students from our church, but was more people from the district. But from our church was 5 students and 2 chaperones. And we went over there, and we learned, and we have fun concerts and a lot of stuff happened in our lives during that time. It was amazing. So, and then the last thing, it's not summer, we're at camp. So we went to camp again, and it was awesome. We take 30 people, 25 students, and 5 chaperones, and it was great. It was awesome. A lot of changes during camp, and we have a blast. So we just want to share with you, and we just want to say thank you. We are super excited to be part of this amazing group of teens that they were doing amazing, really. We went to so many places. We took him out of the country. We were sleeping in different places, and it's kind of like out of our comfortable and they were amazing. We're not drama. We have fun. We play. And when you work with teens, that's a big deal. Drama, come on. We need to celebrate that. So we just want you to pay attention to the first video. And thank you so much for being part of this.
Hi, my name is Claire. My experience on the middle school mission trip was really fun. We went to Clean the World, and we went to Cocoa Beach and picked up a lot of trash. And on the last day, we went to Aquatica, and one thing God showed me when we went to hand out food to the homeless, he showed me that I don't need to worry whether or not we have enough money to do things, because he will always protect us, and we're very blessed. Yeah.
Hi, I'm Sebastian, and I'm here to talk about the Costa Rica mission trip. Going along the trip with such an amazing youth group, you learn a lot of crazy things along the way. One being, never let Brett take the first shower because you use all the hot water. And that your group tends to scream at 3 a.m. because there's apparent ghosts in the place you're staying at.
It's real.
But being there with such an amazing group and helping out such a beautiful country, such an amazing community, not only being there to buy some of the food, but hand deliver it to some of the people and seeing the places they stay at is honestly one of the most life-changing experiences. It's amazing. And to have it with some of the people there, that the more and more you go on throughout the trip, you consider more and more like family. It's honestly something that words don't even begin to describe. And something that I got to share personally was a testimony where they had written words on my hands about before I met Christ, how I used to be, and then after I met Christ. And I explained how I used to be more stubborn, kind of obnoxious, real disrespectful. And through Christ and through coming to this amazing church, I learned more how to be a better person, how to respect more people, and how to kind of grow up in a way and push through a lot of situations in life a lot better than I would have handled them how I used to.
Thank you. That was amazing. Talking myself out.
What's up, guys? My name is Ben, and this summer I had the extremely privilege to go to NYC in Phoenix, and it was hot. I think in the shade it was like 115 around there, but it's fine. So the whole premise of NYC, at least for this one, was how to love God and how to love others, and that being to make yourself a well-rounded person. And so the speakers who spoke were amazing. It was super engaging, as well as the worship. It was just, wow. Words can't describe it. There was a lot of people, too. I think it was like 9,000, and that was a huge, not culture shock, but it was just like, wow. There's a lot of people in the Nazarene church, and it was great. And even though we didn't know each other, we all felt like we knew each other because we're brothers and sisters in Christ. So one of the things that our team did was we went to help out with this organization that helps the Phoenix School District in making backpacks for those who don't have a lot of resources for back to school. And correct me if I'm wrong, but I think it was around 4,000 backpacks that we got accomplished by the end of the day, so that was a huge, huge good feeling. And because we're teens, we did get to have a lot of rec time. The rec center was huge, and we played dodgeball, basketball, hockey, any sport you can think of that's kind of weird, we did that. As well as that and having fun, spiritually it really hit me because I'm a senior and I'm going to college and 10 months, and so it's really scary, you know. It's like, oh, gosh, I'm going to college. Whoa! So I had that huge burden on my heart going into NYC, but throughout there and learning how taking that huge step of faith into giving God your all and letting him control you, I felt a real big like relief, because I know that no matter where I go, whether I stay here, go upstate, God's in control, and he wants what's best for me, and I'm pretty dang sure that I'll be all right. So I was super happy. And yeah, wish I could go back.
Hey, church. Hey, family. How are you today? We're so excited to be here. We're so excited for what the Lord has been doing in our lives and through our lives. I'm just really excited in this moment just to see all of you guys. I'm not going to talk too much. I promise, Fabi. I'll keep it short. But does this not look like we're at a family dinner and we're all just sharing what happened during the week? You know? Isn't that awesome? I think that deserves an applause. It truly feels like it because it is. We are all family, and we're just sharing what God is doing. I feel a lot of encouragement. I feel a lot of love. And I'm so blessed, so privileged, so honored to be part of this family. I get to speak a little bit about camp some of the things that happened during that time that we were there. I'm just going to highlight maybe three things. One, the amazing friendships that our students were able to have, not only with each other, but with students from other churches in our district. And it wasn't just friendships that lasted for the week. I'm talking about friendships that they got to take home with them. We've done a couple of events since then, and I've seen our students kind of text message and social media people and tell them, hey, come over, we're doing this, I want to see you guys again. So even to be able to say our fences were spread out a little bit more, and we were able to say, hey, we've got friends and family that are just beyond Orlando, and they get to experience that and have fun along the way. And they're able to make these last lifelong friendships. One day they're going to see them again, and we're really cool. It was really cool to see that happen. It was also cool to see some of the great changes that were made for this past camp. From schedules, schedule changes to new electives that the students were able to every day pick something that they wanted to do. They had a laundry list of things that they could do and just be a part of that. And actually one of my favorites, which I was able to be a part of, was a coffee shop. We actually have a coffee shop in camp now. And believe it or not, y'all aren't the only coffee addicts. We had like lines at 7 in the morning at the coffee shop with like 30, 40, 50 students waiting to get their cup of joe. And it was amazing, so much so that like superintendents from other districts were putting on Facebook, hey, how come we don't have this? And so, you know, we're kind of trailblazers, whatever. You know, we don't want to call ourselves too much to that. And the amazing preaching, we had Tara Smith come and talk to us. The theme was wonder. And one of the really cool things that was said and was, you know, told to the students is, hey, there's a wonderful world that God created. And sometimes our heads are so stuck in work or school that we don't look up and take a look at what God's doing. She also mentioned this little thing right here. Sometimes our heads are stuck in here, and we just need to look up and see what God is doing in the lives of others and ourselves. Again, I just want to say thank you so much, church. None of this would have been able to happen the way that it happened if it wasn't because there's a body of believers that love each other so much that they're willing to just sacrifice for each other, whether in prayer, whether they're physically by going to these things and be a part of chaperoning or volunteering, or even without your finances. So I really do want to say thank you. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. I know that this is something we're all in, and it takes a village. I've said it before. And this is a wonderful village. Okay? God bless you guys. Pastor Ryan.
I don't know about you, but I just think that it's just a wonderful, fun
exciting day to get to hear all of the great things that God has done over this past summer. And if you went on a trip, you went to camp, in any of these trips we talked about, would you please stand up, kids and teens? If you went, would you please stand? Chaperones? Stay standing. We are about to take our Celebration Scholarship Fund offering, and we talk about it every week, and you might hear this, you know, lots of times, but our Celebration Scholarship Fund goes to get all of these people that are standing to these trips. So when you celebrate your child's fifth birthday, those $5 are right here. When you celebrate your 50th wedding anniversary, those dollars are standing right here. When you celebrate that your team won or they, you know, lost, but you still celebrate, you know, a good game or whatever, those dollars are standing right here. You guys can have a seat. I just want to thank you, church family. I know that Pastors Javi and Fabi feel this as well, but there's nothing better than being a pastor and being able to say, you know what? We got you covered. You know what? I know things are hard. I know you know, mom or dad just lost their job, because that happens. It's a real thing that happens in our family here. And we're able to tell them, you know what? Don't worry about the finances, because the rest of your family has been giving and celebrating throughout the rest of the year. So thank you so much. We appreciate you giving to this fund each and every Sunday. We love you. And it is depleted. We used it all this summer. So we like to have lots and lots of celebrations this throughout this year.